In this audio lesson, I'll talk about dark romanticism. Now, what was dark romanticism? Now, dark romanticism is regarded as a literary subgenre of romanticism. And dark romanticism is said to have started in Germany, and it also had influence in Britain as well as America. When it comes to Britain, dark romanticism is linked to Gothic fiction. And when it comes to American literature, it becomes slightly interesting because dark romanticism seems to be almost opposite to transcendentalism, at least to the extent that the transcendentalists stressed the essential goodness of humanity, whereas the dark romanticists believed that human beings ultimately gravitate or move towards doing evil and those things that might be even self-destructive. Therefore, the transcendental emphasis on human goodness and somehow reaching perfection or idealism is just a waste of time. So, dark romanticists focus on human fallibility, that humans are not perfect. Now, their inclinations towards self-destructive activities and some things or things that might even be called evil. So, they focus on the darker side or the baser side of human nature. And dark romanticists or dark romantics present individuals as being prone to sinful activities, self-destructive activities, and they totally disagreed with the transcendentalists who emphasized that human beings possess a lot of wisdom. And when dark romanticists went one step ahead, it took the form of Gothic fiction, because Gothic fiction takes us one step ahead. And who are the authors who practice this kind of literary mode in their writings? Authors like Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, then Herman Melville, then Emily Dickinson. These four authors are very important with respect to dark romanticism. And as I said, when dark romanticism moves one step ahead, it takes the form of Gothic literature or Gothic fiction. And what does Gothic deal with? It deals with terror, torment, supernatural, vampires, death. These are the things which you'll find in Gothic literature or Gothic fiction. And Gothic fiction starts with Horace Walpole's novel, The Castle of Otranto. Okay, The Castle of Otranto. But we'll deal with Gothic fiction in a later audio. But for the purpose of this audio, just understand that dark romanticism was somewhat opposite to the transcendental movement in terms of its faith in human beings or human endeavor or human judgment. Whereas the transcendentalists believed in the essential goodness of human beings to solve problems, to come up with solutions, to display some wisdom. The dark romanticists stressed that human beings are not capable of all of this. Ultimately, they will do something wrong, something evil, something bad. And the dark romanticists were skeptical of human nature or human judgment. And when dark romanticism moves towards another extreme, it takes the form of Gothic fiction, because that is another extreme of dark romanticism.